Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCTORDALI. So something I think I've noticed is we celebrate anniversaries wrong. And I don't want to insult anybody. I don't want to be overly critical. But I watch people and, you know, I'll be at a restaurant and they'll look all happy. And they might have like a happy anniversary thing on their table. You're like, oh, happy anniversary. I'm like, hey, happy anniversary. You know, and you make them feel good. But I watch what they do. And, you know, I know what I do in my marriage. It's wrong. We have no idea what we're supposed to be doing on our anniversary. I mean, you know, and I'm afraid. I'm afraid to do the right thing because I worry that if I ask my husband what he really, really wants for our anniversary, he's going to say a divorce. So, you know, we're like, okay, let's just do dinner, you know, let's just, you know, exchange gifts and be good. But if you're married, and you have an anniversary, and the anniversary is the celebration of your wedding day, or of you guys committing to each other, what you really need to be doing is a marriage checkup. We bring our cars in for checkups. We bring our bodies in for checkups. The whole purpose of the anniversary is to remind yourself that you're married. I need to turn off the Viggo Mortensen movies. All right? Look at my husband. It's to remind you that you're married. And to reevaluate your marriage and to how to make your marriage better. Now, today is Corey's and my 26th anniversary. I have been married longer than I've been single. My husband had brought that up, said he's almost been married as long as he's been single. But for me, I've been married longer than I've been single. I don't even remember how to be single. And with that comes, you know, cobwebs and achy joints and bad habits that don't get fixed. And so what are we doing for our anniversary? We're going to go to Gordon Ramsay's steak. I'm really excited. Heard great things about it. We're going to go to dinner. I'm going on my way home, buy a disposable razor to shave my legs. You know, I'll put, you know, some makeup on evenly, you know, and I'll try to look nice. Maybe I'll wear a dress, you know, and you know, exchange gifts. That's not how you celebrate an anniversary. What you're supposed to be doing is reevaluating what are you doing right, what are you doing wrong, and how can I make it better? I'm supposed to be figuring out right now how to be a better wife. Am I doing that? No, I'm worried about shaving my legs, which is a sign of not being a good wife, because honestly, even though it's winter, I really should be shaving my legs, you know, better. I should, during an anniversary, I think anybody should, sit down, even if it's just for a couple minutes, or when you guys are at your dinner, or whatever, say, look, all right, renew your love, talk about how happy you are, I should really give my husband the option, do you want out? I mean, honestly, should I give my husband the option of, look, you know, if you want to bail, now's the time to bail. I mean, should I do that? Would that be the best gift for him? But we really should look at, you know, what did marriage mean to Corey and me 26 years ago? Well, it meant being together, raising a family, having, you know, a partner for life, and enjoying and experiencing life together. Where I've been failing is I work too much. I'm always working. We should be on vacation this Christmas break. I'm not. I'm working. It's busy. Got a lot of flu, all that. There's storms. We're not planning on flying anywhere. We never really do. Well, I mean, we used to, but why get stuck in an airport? And, that's not really, I've always worked. I should be thinking of ways to spend more time doing experiences, traveling with him, building things. We have our kids, but the building isn't over. Yeah, we built our family, but what else could we be building? And so, I don't know. I really think anniversary should be about a time of reflection. I know everybody hates that term reflection. Oh, gosh, he's going to sing from Mulan. No, that, which is, by the way, a really good song, that reflection song. But I see this all the time where it's like, yeah, it's an anniversary, so we're going to change gifts, we'll go to dinner, and that's it. And have sex. Yeah, that's nice, but that's really not what an anniversary is supposed to be about. So my recommendation to all of you, and I am no expert in relationships, okay? I mean, honestly, Corey is probably one of the very few men that even wanted to give me the time of day. I do not have a very robust dating record, but what I do understand from my dating experience is we really enter these relationships with a selfish point of view. We think we're being unselfish. We're going to do things for our partner. We're going to, be generous with certain things that we're going to share. But oftentimes, we really don't stop and go, how you doing? What do you need? What could I do to make your life better? When was the last time I asked my husband, what can I do to make his life better? No. Because I'm dealing with the kids, I'm dealing with family, I'm dealing with work, I'm dealing with the show, I'm dealing with, and honestly, he's a partner. He's my life partner. I need to make sure he's happy. And so, I don't know. I feel guilty. I always do. This is the happiest day of our marriage, but I just think that I could be doing better. So then do that. Use that time to go, what can we do better? What should we be doing? And go back, remember all the excitement and all the hopes and dreams you had. The big thing that people have in terms of regret when they age or when they're in a career and they burn out is they feel like they missed out on opportunities or didn't accomplish what they wanted to accomplish. So my advice to you all is with any of your partnerships, marriages, relationships, have a conversation. This isn't just what you want. Have a conversation on what it is that you wanted. Where did you see yourself 26 years in the marriage? What did you want? What did you want to accomplish? And make sure you do that so you have no regrets. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So remember years ago, for those of you that have been listening to my show, God bless you. I don't know how you do it. But years ago I told you that life expectancy, if we kept going, would easily be in the 80s by the time we finished the 2010s. That we were doing a pretty damn good job. One of that reasons was because by 2014, I think our average life expectancy was 78.6 years. We were almost there. Well, I think this is the second year in a row our life expectancy is quote-unquote crashing, where our numbers are going down. Now, it's not as bad as the headlines are saying, but from an evolutionary standpoint and a survival of the fittest standpoint, it's bad. We're really screwing up as humans. So the latest report coming out of the CDC is our life expectancy is now the lowest level since 1996. We have now dropped to 76.4 years as our life expectancy. Now, that doesn't mean If you guys are doing everything right, you're eating vegetables and you're exercising, keeping your weight down, the second you hit 76.4, you're done. That's not how they deal with, how they come up with it. With life expectancy, it's, let's look at how old everybody is and the ages of when people are dying. We've had a lot of younger people die. And they believe the fentanyl crisis and the drug overdoses knocking out a lot of thousands of younger individuals is bringing that number down. So we have people who are living well into their 90s. But and if you have the good genes and you're doing everything right, hopefully you'll also live well into the 90s, 100s, even higher. A few years back, they said there's somebody among us that's going to live till 150. We have that technology. We have that potential. Personally, I can barely get up in the morning with my joints at my current age. I couldn't even imagine being triple and trying to function unless I get all new joints and I'm a bionic woman. But this is concerning. That's very concerning to me. So what is killing us? It's not just all drugs. So obviously the number one killer is heart disease. There's no way around. I mean, that's the way it's been. That's the way it continues to be. So heart attacks and heart disease is the number one killer. The next thing that really knocked a lot of us out was, and does still continue, is cancer. Cancer comes next. But then COVID. We are still facing a few hundred deaths a day from COVID. That number is going to go up, sadly, throughout this season. And that's hitting people of all ages, more so older, less kids, thank God, but still. Cancer or COVID came in number three. Then unintentional injury, stroke, chronic lower respiratory diseases, Alzheimer's, diabetes, chronic liver cirrhosis, and then kidney disease. But we hit our peak with our life expectancy in 2014 with 78.9 years. We were almost 79 years old. Of course, women surpassed men. Women seem to live longer. Before the pandemic in 2019, life expectancy was nearing that level. Then the COVID crisis happened. We had a big drop in life expectancy, one of the biggest since World War II. But still, it makes us wonder why it's taken us so long to get this figured out. It's 2022, for crying out loud. We're going into 2023. We have some of the best medications. We have all these government subsidies for insurance. We have employers paying for insurance. We have Medicaid. We have Medicare. Why are we dying? Well, this is why I'm worried about how we're evolving. The government can only do so much. It takes you to want to take care of yourself. And we have other factors that are impeding us from being as healthy as possible. One thing, we have cars. We used to have to walk to work. We used to have to walk to the train station. We would have to walk or get on a horse. Now we have cars everywhere. You know, I exercise, thank God. But if I didn't exercise, my walking would be coming downstairs, getting into the garage, driving to work, getting out of the parking lot, going to the studio. That's not enough exercise. Thank God I exercise. And they say you should exercise 150 minutes a week. I recommend to doing exercise every day. You don't go to bed without brushing your teeth. You don't start your day without taking a shower. You don't start your day or end your day with at least doing 10, 20, 30 minutes of exercise. So we're exercising less. We also are not going to work. We're working from home. Sitting at a computer is not healthy. That does nothing for our health. Maybe it might protect us from a car accident, you know, or a workplace shooter. But for the most part, that's probably one of the most unhealthy behaviors we picked up from COVID, is where you're in your pajamas and you go downstairs and you sit on your computer all day. No, you need to get out. You need to be around people. You need to get dressed. You need to have those other forces going, huh, now that suit looked better on you 6 months ago. Well, yeah, because I gained some weight. You need to be around people to, you know, realize that you're not being as active as you need to be. We're also not getting enough sun. Many of us are freaked out about melanoma, and I get it, because I've had a lot of precancerous lesions. But we're supposed to be getting fresh air and being out in the sun. If you're waking up and sitting at a computer all day, you're not getting sun. That's a problem. Then what are we eating? Well, in the olden days, you would eat farm fresh food. Well, after the Industrial Revolution, we had to figure out ways for people to be in a city, but also eat. And so restaurants, and I mean, there were always restaurants and inns and things like that, but for the most part, you would have to prepare your food fresh. You would have to try to get fresh food. We started to add preservatives to keep it fresh, because a lot of foods were rotting and people were being sold crappy food. Then it was just easier to, we'll make the pizza for you. We'll make the sandwich. And so much of our diet is fake food. Having a Red Bull and a bagel and some M&Ms and a hamburger, that's not what's going to keep you alive. And so what worries me is we should be at our most advanced, at our most intelligent, our most knowledgeable right now. And I think we are evolving to be in this pool of ignorance about what we should be doing for our health. When I talk to a person and I said, have you gotten your mammogram? Have you gotten your colonoscopy? They say, no, because of COVID. And somehow the media allowed millions of people to use that as an excuse or to think they don't have to get cancer screened because there's a virus. There's always viruses circulating. There's flu. There's car accidents. There's always things that could be threats. You still got to get yourself checked. So I'm very frustrated because our life expectancy should not be dropping. And then this fentanyl and narcotic overdosing. Everybody went after doctors, pharmaceutical companies, pharmacies, yet the numbers keep rising. Is anybody looking at the border? Is anybody looking at what's coming in? Is anybody looking at what's being domestically produced? So what did we do? We decided to go after doctors. You know, we see suicide rates rising. Has anybody asked these people before they committed suicide why they're considering it and find out is it because they're in pain and they can't find a way to manage their pain? We're not doing things smartly. We're surrounding ourselves with electricity. It's all about electricity. It's all about, you know, does anybody sit on the porch and watch the stars? Does anybody use candles? We have an insomnia epidemic. People are addicted to sleeping pills because they're on their phone, they're on their computer, they're on their Netflix before they go to bed. We used to be outside and have a campfire. You used to use the moonlight to help you sleep. So I think this is a wake-up call, and it reminds us that we have issues with how we're approaching medicine, if we're using medicine, if we're being open to cancer screenings, what we're eating, how we're eating, the lack of activity. You know, when I hear somebody rides a bike to work, I'm like, damn, that's pretty smart. That person has that survival of the fittest instinct. That is exactly the way you should be kind of thinking. You know, how can I use my car less? How can I walk more? How can I eat healthier? And what sort of tune-ups and checkups should I be doing for my body? But this should not be happening, and this is a sign of humans not evolving well. And sadly, natural selection can take place, and those of us that are not being very, very smart about our choices won't be here that long. 1-877-DOCTOR-WALLACK.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update.
Please take this storm extremely seriously.
President Biden warning us all to stay in or take precautions when traveling as that huge weather system blasts the USA. It's done its worst already in the Rockies, but Colorado's major east-west freeway is impassable.
Interstate 70 eastbound from Silverthorne to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Currently closed. A number of semis have gotten stuck.
Colorado Department of Transportation spokesman Bob Wilson, that closure of I-70 about 60 miles west of Denver. The website FlightAware counts nearly 1,700 flights canceled so far today, about 2,500 delayed across the USA. No flights home yet for lawmakers on Capitol Hill as the Senate continues work on that full-year spending bill. There's word from Brazil that the health of soccer legend Pele has worsened. His cancer has progressed and he's fighting COVID. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are getting ready to travel, and I know that because a lot of you have been calling in, and I've been seeing a lot of patients saying, I'm about to go. I need some medications for the flight, which I had urged you guys to do for years. Before you fly, don't have everything in your suitcase. If you need blood pressure medication, diabetes medication, eczema medication, you make sure that is in your carry-on with you, or split it up. I always like to do that, so I, you know, just in case something happens with the carry-ons, I still have my medicine for the trip. I mean, I don't really have much, but, you know, like if I need Tylenol or something like that, you could always pick that up, but menopausal hormones, those are hard to get. So if you can, if it's something you don't think you could live with, make sure you have it for your carry-on. Make sure you have it in your suitcase to cover yourselves. But we have, as of today, looking at FlightAware, 4,618 flight cancellations. Now, I think that's globally. Cancellations within the United States or into or out of the United States is 1,800. That's a lot. We're coming into a pretty rough weekend. Total delays within the United States now is almost 3,400. So there's a very good chance your flight is going to be delayed. I'm looking at United Airlines. They've already had to cancel 4% of their flights today, which is about 117 flights. 11% are delayed. American Airlines, 11% of their flights are delayed. 3% have been canceled. Let me see what else we have in terms of, I don't know if I have, Alaskan Airlines, 9% have plans on being delayed. I don't think I have any Delta statistics yet. But these are things that are going to be very troublesome for those of you who want to get where you need to go for Christmas. Of course, what's complicating matters is this big storm. They're calling it a snowpocalypse that is going to be hitting the U.S. with some temperatures dropping 40 degrees with wind chill, some places being at a negative 40 degrees, and snow is falling across the Midwest. It is going to intensify throughout Thursday and Friday. And if you look and you see these weather maps, the problem is it's pretty difficult inclement weather in for most of the Midwest. So any flight that has to transverse from east to west coast and vice versa is going to have a tough time. They're really not going to want to fly over the Canada and then try to come back. They're going to have to figure out pockets of where they could go. And there will be delays. There's also going to be airport closures we're anticipating because of the snow. Things are going to be slowed down. Flights, if it's not safe, are going to get canceled, which means for those of you that have connecting flights, that's a problem. You know, I always try to fly direct. Luckily, I'm in a city of Las Vegas where we have more direct flights. But prior to that, it would stink that you would have to, and I still have some flights where I have to land somewhere in the Midwest first before I could get to my destination on the East Coast. You're just increasing your chance of that flight getting delayed or canceled. So Chicago O'Hare has already the most number of delays, about 128. Denver came in second with 88 delays. Chicago Midway came in third. And this is something that isn't really new. Every year we speak about this around Christmas time. But there are some things that I don't think a lot of people think about that adds to the stress. So the first thing I want you all to consider, one, is that you might not get there on time. I'm guilty of this, where when I make a flight, I think it's set in stone. And I calculate it to the minute. When I could finish working and head to the airport, when I'll be able to make my next destination. I usually don't leave an extra day or two, you know, leeway with travel. I'm like, look, I need to get back Sunday night because I'm at work Monday morning. Realize that that might not be a possibility. What might be helpful is Monday, which is December 26th, is going to be considered the national holiday in terms of banks, in terms of closures. So many of us think we have to be working. I am going to be working on the 26th. I'm just not sure if I'm going to be there doing my show because we're going to be really overloaded with patients, and it is a national holiday. So I'll see if I'm still going to do an hour or two. But the average person doesn't necessarily have to go into work on the 26th. So for those of you trying to fly back the night of Christmas, you might have that extra day leeway. The other thing, too, is you don't necessarily have to celebrate, you know, the dinner or the lunch or Christmas on that day. As much as I want everybody to, if you're flying in and you don't think you're going to make it Christmas Eve and your, you know, flight is going to be delayed to the 25th, have a backup plan with the family and say, look, guys, you know, this is our plan. What is plan B if our flights don't make it in time? Do you want to move dinner to a different time? do you want to do maybe too many dinners? And I know that's not, you know, we all imagine getting together, doing Christmas dinner, all the families together, which is wonderful. But the panic and the frustration that you guys are going to have and the stress could be minimized if you have a go-to plan. Just have that. Another thing you might want to think about is if you do think you're going to be having a problem with your flight tomorrow or the next day, see if you could switch it for a flight that might not have as much weather issues. A lot of us have layovers in the Midwest. Maybe your layover could be in Texas or some of the areas that might not be hit as bad. Look at the weather. It might cost you a little bit of money, but that could save you the stress. Another thing that I've had to do, and it's interesting because I'll fly up to Reno, Nevada, and to go to a meeting in Tahoe. And every other year we get snowed in and we can't get back in time. And sometimes I've driven. And usually when flights get canceled and they're delayed, you see people think about, should I get a rental car? Well, there's only finite amount of rental cars. You might want to consider, if you think there's going to be an issue and you're going to want to drive the rest of the way, you might want to consider getting a rental car reservation. I'm not saying drive from your layover to where you need to go, but for some of us, the layover is just, you know, between one spot and an hour flight. It might be in your best interest if you think that flight's going to get canceled to have a rental car reservation you could use. Now, I don't want people hoarding rental car reservations because those are for people who need them. But for some locations, you know, they might, you know, as long as you cancel it, if you don't need it, that might free it up for somebody who does need it. But all I know is I have been so grateful to be able to grab a rental car when I've needed to, when issues happen with our flights. So something to think about. Other things I want you guys all to be aware of is we're very poorly prepared for whiteouts. We don't have enough snowplow drivers. Do not drive on a snowy road. If you're going to be in an area where it's not going to be bad, that's one thing. But if there's going to be at all any sort of snowstorm in the area you're going to be, just don't drive. It's just not worth it. There is no guarantee that if you get stuck, somebody's going to be able to help you. I was in Utah. We were up in Park City, and somehow the Jeep got stuck. Was it a Jeep? I think we rented a Jeep. You would think the Jeep would be able to manage it well, and no. And even though this wasn't a snowstorm, it still took an hour and a half for us to get somebody to help us. And that was where we were probably the only person asking for help. So I would, you know, like I said, have plan B, C, D, and E. 1-877-DR-KELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday was pretty historic, where Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came to the United States, met with President Biden, and then spoke to the U.S. in Congress, and spoke to Congress, was given a flag, was given multiple standing ovations as he was thanking the United States for their support and how he was explaining, you know, what their fight is and why they still need help. And this was his first trip since the war began to the United States. So
you know, this was, he did well. I didn't listen to the whole speech. But it was something that was, it brings up to me a lot of concerns. One, I'm glad he came. I find it frustrating that he has to leave a war-torn area to come to America to ask us for help. We're giving help, but the help doesn't seem to be stopping the war. Not his fault. They're doing, I mean, they're up against a, it's like a David and Goliath sort of thing. They're up against a much more formidable foe. But here we are, 10 months, 10 and a half months, 10 months, and we don't see any signs of this stopping. And Joe Biden has granted $1.8 billion in weapons to Zelensky during this trip. And I'm glad we're helping Ukraine. But as I said earlier, I'm wondering if we are eventually going to find ourselves at war with Putin and questioning why we didn't just stop this early on, or the UN stop it early on, billions upon billions of dollars earlier, and, you know, head this off at the pass prior to this drawn-out conflict. Now, I understand with wars, some wars can, you know, span decades, so us being 10 months into this war doesn't seem like a long time, but I think for Ukrainians, yeah, every day this conflict continues and them being bombarded with missiles and shells and innocents being killed, as well as the Russian military, many of them recruited not by choice under threat. You know, I wish this war would stop. But we are supplementing more. It is going to, you know, cost. I'm not sure how quickly we could print the money or where the money's coming from. But we also have offered our Patriot missile defense system. And so, you know, maybe that'll make some movement with this. Of course, Putin is upset. Moscow accuses the U.S. of fighting a proxy war against Putin and says neither Washington or Ukraine is listening to Russia's concerns. And they actually, I think he said, if Ukraine gets the Patriot missile defense system, it's old, quote unquote, and Russia will always find the antidote. So Russian President Vladimir Putin said today, that the Patriot missile defense systems are old. Russia will always find the antidote. He, according to CNN, he says, in regards to Patriots, this is quite an old system, and it doesn't work as well as our S-300. That was when he was asked by a reporter. He said, those who oppose us think this is a defensive weapon. That's what they say. But that's in their own mind, and will always find the antidote. So those doing it are just wasting their time. It's just delaying the conflict. So the Patriots radar system combines surveillance, tracking, engagement functions in one unit. That's according to CSIS. And it makes it a standout among other air defense systems. It will engage with incoming aerial threats that are nearly autonomous, aside from needing a final launch decision from the humans operating it, which means they can work on their own with the exception of humans saying, okay, go. So, you know, Putin doesn't look like he's backing down yet. Zelensky says that, you know, he is returning from Washington with good results. He said, I'm coming back to Washington, coming with good results that will really help. And again, power to him and kudos to him for working like he's doing and staying in shape. He still looks like he's staying in shape. And you know, being able to travel and do all the public relations he's been doing to try to continue support. A lot of news cycles, if they don't cover it, he can't get the word out. And so he's been able to still get media to cover it and get attention, but it looks like he had to feel like he had to travel outside, you know, leave his post to come to America to make sure America still helps. I just don't know how many more months of this and how much more these other countries can afford. And where are the other countries? What are the other countries doing? Well, the G7 nations say they are, quote, prepared to do more as needed A group of seven nations, they say, are prepared to do more as needed on budget and economic support for Ukraine in the year ahead. For 2023, the group has mobilized up to $32 billion U.S. dollars of budget and economic support for Ukraine and continue to make further progress. They say we also strongly encourage other donors to step up their support. So in 2022, the G7 mobilized $32.7 billion U.S. dollars of budget support to the Ukrainian government. $18 billion came from the European Union. So we are paying probably one of the most larger percentages. I just don't know how much more that could go on. Now, the U.S. is also issuing sanctions. Joe Biden, President Biden, has rolled out sanctions on 10 Russian naval entities after Russian operations against Ukrainian ports. So these entities include companies that produce different aspects of Russia's naval capability. One of the companies is a battery company, Rigel, that has been a supplier to the Russian Navy for more than 15 years. So I don't know. You know, there's, you know, sanctions haven't done much, but there's something they could do. But interestingly, U.S. believes that Russian mercenary firm Wagner Group is expanding influence, and I guess they are recruiting convicts, some with serious medical conditions, from prisons to supplement Moscow's military that is losing people by the day. The group recently took delivery of arms from North Korea, a top U.S. official, and the U.S. believes Wagner could be locked in a power battle with the Russian military, and it is also trying to, you know, it's just perpetuating the conflict. Now, you know, when you read history books and you look at what happened with World War II, and you go back and you go, oh, okay, I could see how the World War II was going to start. You know, you see what was going on with, you know, Japan and sanctions and you know, Germany. And you look, and as you read this, play Monday Morning Quarterback, you're like, it's obvious. And when I see everything going on with Iran, and I believe them supplying the drones. In fact, I think there was an article saying much of Iran's drones materials come from the U.S. I need to double check that and reconfirm that. But when you see Iran getting involved, North Korea getting involved, you wonder, I think China and Russia had done some joint drills. This, if you know, if we were looking at this, you know, as a fly on the wall, we would be probably scratching our heads going, guys, this is the recipe for World War III. And I see how we're like, well, let's let Ukraine do its thing. We're going to help Ukraine, and we don't want to tick off Russia. But as people have been wondering, you know, Russia, the more we help Ukraine, that it's like, oh, well, we don't want to upset the bully. Russia has already declared war. Russia has already started World War III. We might not be in World War III, but he started it. So we might need to come up with a different plan if this doesn't stop. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.